Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, August 20th. It has been a year of fires and flash floods and drought. Emergencies of every kind are cropping up all over the world and in the state. And in Delta County, emergency managers are planning for the future. There was an Emergency Management Disaster Preparedness Fair at the Paonia Public Library last Saturday afternoon. Informational booths were provided for the public by a variety of agencies. Featured topics were preparing an emergency kit, fire prevention, dealing with smoke from wildfires, evacuation preparedness, flood preparedness, and other emergency preparation. KVNF News spoke with Jeff Wright, Delta County Emergency Management Director, to get more information about the event.
So this event today is just a way to reach out for a number of the different agencies that are here today to reach out to the citizens of Delta County and just help them get prepared. Red Cross is here, health department's here, emergency management's here, fire department's here. It's just a way for us to reach out to citizens and help them get more prepared.
And I noticed there is, like you say, a variety of different resources here. Is there a way that you prioritize possible emergencies, or do you kind of just consider all the ones that might possibly happen?
So for emergency management, I know a lot of the agencies here kind of specify in specific incidents or disasters. For me, it's all hazard. Doesn't matter if it's fire, flood, earthquake, whatever the case may be. Emergency management is in that all hazard realm, so we kind of pay attention to all of it.
Earlier this year, Wright was recognized as the Emergency Manager of the Year by the Colorado Emergency Management Association. He has been on the job for 4 years, and in that time, he has promoted the Code Red Emergency Notification Program, which has helped Delta County residents become much more aware of possible emergencies and has become much more prepared for the possibilities.
You know, I think we're quite a bit more prepared. This year with the smoke and fire incidents that we've had across the state, it's made a huge impact on the citizens of Delta County. We've had a lot, I'd say over 2,000 citizens, just because of the smoke and the wildfire threat, sign up for our reverse 911 system, which is kind of the most important thing. Go to codered.com, sign up. And make sure that we can notify you of an evacuation or event, that kind of thing. It's kind of the most important.
Tell me a little bit more about that system, reverse 911. What does that mean?
So if we have an incident, say a wildfire, and we need to evacuate a certain neighborhood, we use our Delta County reverse 911 system. It is called Code Red. Landlines are already in the system, but cell phones need to be signed up. Right, so if you're at the gas station, you're at the grocery store or something like that, and your neighborhood gets evacuated, you still need to know that. Signing up for Code Red is how you'll do it.
And if you sign up for it, register your cell phone, is there a fee? Is there a cost involved?
No cost, no fee, no charge at all.
And in your experience, you seem to think this is the most important thing people can do right now.
Yeah, absolutely. If there was one thing I could share with every single citizen in Delta County, it's please sign up for Code Red.
One of the booths at the fair had information about the Delta County Hazard Mitigation Plan. Just like the county writing a new master plan, officials also have been working on the Hazard Mitigation Plan. KVNF News stopped off at the booth to get the information.
If you could, sir, just tell me your name and the name of your company.
It's Ethan Mobley, and I own Dynamic Planning and Science.
And if you could tell our listeners, what is a Hazard Mitigation Plan?
A hazard mitigation plan identifies risks within a community or a county or a municipality and develops an action to mitigate those risks within the community.
And your company has been working with Delta County to develop one for here, is that right?
That is correct. We've been working with the county for approximately a year now.
And is it complete, or where in the process are you with that?
We're getting ready to release the admin draft plan to the public within the next month or so. So look forward to releasing that. You can find more information on mitigatehazards.com, and you can find a link to the Delta plan there.
And just give our listeners kind of a brief overview about the emergencies that are included in it. What do you talk about in that plan?
We talk about wildfire, flood, geohazards, drought, climate change, most of the hazards in the area, basically, and we generalize those hazards and discuss them and come up with a mitigation plan for each type of hazard in the plan.
And is this a document that would be for people in emergency management, first responders kind of thing, or is it a document that is meant to help the citizens and have plans that they can use?
It's mostly meant to drum up money from FEMA to help the county assets, as well as protecting the people and their homes within the community. So it's very technical, but at the same time, it provides a good foundation for getting grant funding rolling into the county for mitigation at the home level, but also at the county level with county assets, etc.
And stay tuned to KVNF for tomorrow's regional newscast for more from the Disaster Preparedness Fair. We'll have comments from some of the agencies who are at the fair, and we'll get details about emergency preparation in Delta County. There was solid rainfall throughout the region on Saturday, which helped briefly clear out the smoke from wildfires. But the haze came right back into the listening area Sunday morning. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, a new wildfire smoke advisory was issued in Mesa County. Most of the smoke is coming from the Bull Draw Fire, burning 28,390 acres outside of Nucla. 300 fire personnel are battling the blaze, which was listed at 21% contained. A second fire, located about 8 miles southwest of Rifle, is contributing to the smoky conditions in the area. The Cache Creek Fire has burned about 2,700 acres and is about 40% contained. High humidity and gusty winds are expected today. Some more moisture and rainfall is in the forecast for the area on Tuesday. When the smoke and haze in the area gets bad, the health department cautions residents to remain indoors whenever possible, especially infants, young children, and the elderly. So far this year in Colorado, one of the worst wildfire seasons on record, 60 large wildfires have cost more than $144 million and burned more than 431,000 acres as of August 15th. The most expensive blaze so far is the 416 fire outside of Durango, with a price tag of over $39 million. The largest fire of the year, the Spring Creek Fire in southeast Colorado, rang up a bill of $32 million. The Lake Christine Fire outside of Basalt cost $17 million to fight, and so far, the Bull Draw Fire has cost $6.6 million. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, August 20th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.